This is WRCO FM Richland Center, where the update at 6 is sponsored by Scott Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. In a few hours, opening statements will begin in the first criminal trial ever of a former U.S. president. The first witnesses in Donald Trump's hush money trial are also expected to be called today. The Senate expected a vote this week on those funding bills passed by the House. This time, however, they will be considered as one big package. ABC's Jay O'Brien with more on what that means.
It means all of this stuff is wrapped into one bow. And so when you think about that legislation, for instance, to force a sale of TikTok away from its Chinese parent company, and if that sale doesn't happen, then the app could be banned. Right now, the choice that the Senate is facing is if it wants to vote for that aid for Israel and Ukraine, for instance, it also has to vote for that legislation aimed at TikTok.
The head of Israeli military intelligence has resigned. He is the first high-level Israeli official to step down in connection with the mistakes not anticipating the October 7th Hamas attack. This is ABC News. Groundbreaking today for a new way to get from L.A. to Sin City. A new high-speed rail line is being built to connect Las Vegas and Los Angeles. The $12 billion project promising a trip of just over 2 hours and is supposed to be done by 2028. Rocking in Cleveland, a new class at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I'm not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Last year on the Kelly Clarkson Show, Cher expressed frustration that she's not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and said at this point, even if invited,
I wouldn't be in it now if they gave me $1 million.
Are you serious?
We'll see if she sticks her guns. She's in now. The 2024 class just announced. It also includes Mary J. Blige, Foreigner, Peter Frampton, Dave Matthews Band, Kool & the Gang, Ozzy Osbourne, and A Tribe Called Quest.
Microphone check, 1, 2, what is this?
Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
And on this Earth Day, Hong Kong is now putting a ban in place on single-use plastic. Straws, stirrers, plastic plates, forks, and knives, all banned from restaurants. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Scott Industries is hiring for manufacturing positions in Muscadet, Wisconsin. Machine operators start at $15 per hour. You may earn $20 per hour or more through incentives. All night shifts receive a $2 per hour night bonus. Work at modern state-of-the-art facilities. Excellent profit-sharing plan, medical and life insurance, paid holidays and vacations. Apply at Scott Industries in Muscadet. Call 739-3171 for an appointment to fill out an application.
The Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This Wednesday sale at the Cattle Center at Ithaca begins at 11:30 and will include their usual run of recently fresh cows, two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, plus a breeding age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com and don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30.
An update on sports today is sponsored by Bendel Tire and Auto, your certified Firestone on the farm tire service, and the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Damian Lillard couldn't be stopped in the first half and couldn't score in the second. It all added up to one of the most unusual dominant performances in recent playoff history. Lillard scored all 35 of his points before halftime in the Bucks' 109-94 win over the Pacers on Sunday to open up their Eastern Conference first-round playoff series. Elsewhere, it was Boston 114, Miami 94. The Clippers got by Dallas 109-97, and Oklahoma City over New Orleans 94-92. Owen Miller broke a scoreless tie with a two-run single, and Colin Ray tossed five shutout innings, leading the Brew Crew to a 2-0 win over the St. Louis Cardinals yesterday. Sonny Gray struck out 12 batters over 6 1/3 for the Cardinals, who have lost 4 in a row. Ray gave up 5 hits over 5-plus innings and left after walking Paul Goldschmidt to begin the 6th. Miller, who was recalled last week from AAA Nashville, was the hero yesterday. Miami 6-3 over the Cubs. The Dodgers 10, Mets nothing. Arizona 5-3 over San Francisco. In the American League, the Yankees 5, Tampa Bay 4. Cleveland 6-2 over Oakland. Detroit 6, Minnesota 1. Baltimore 5-0 over Kansas City. Interleague play, Washington 6-0 over Houston, Philadelphia 8, the White Sox 2, Cincinnati 3-0 over the Angels, Boston 6, Pittsburgh 1, Colorado 2-1 over Seattle, San Diego 6, and Toronto 3, Texas 6-4 over Atlanta, and Seattle 10, Colorado 2. From the NHL, Florida was a winner against Tampa Bay 3-2, Rangers 4, Washington 1, Winnipeg 7-6 over Colorado, and Vancouver beat Washington. That final score was 4-2. And that is an update on sports today.
As we go through our lives, our ability to do everyday tasks often changes. Aging, injuries, and some diseases can make daily tasks that were once easy, difficult. Occupational therapists work with people who may struggle to complete the tasks needed for daily living. After assessing your individual abilities and needs, an occupational therapist will work with you to learn new ways to perform these tasks and help you live with more independence. Find out more at the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on-the-farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles at 647-5851 today.
Today, a high of 65 with a 30% chance of spotty light showers toward evening. Southwest winds at 12 to 25. Breezy tonight, scattered showers and a low of 45 degrees. Tuesday, variable clouds, breezy with scattered showers and a high of 65. Wednesday, 54, cooler than normal. Back to the low 60s Thursday and Friday, maybe 68 Saturday. Currently on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge, our temperature is 32 degrees. That is the overnight low.
Tell me how much hurt can a heart take? Tell me how much when till the walls cave? You can just stay right there in the pain, or listen to the voice that you hear when you pray. Tell me how much hurt can a heart take before it breaks? When the storm rolls in and the sky won't quit crying, and you've lost more tears than you thought you could ever lose. Oh, I swear somewhere out there the sun is somewhere shining. So drive, baby, drive, baby, drive till it shines on you. Two lanes of freedom, singing Jesus, take the wheel. Now I know what she was feeling. Oh, 'cause I feel it too. Drive till the drive till it shines on you and leave the rain in the rear view. Leave the rain in the rear view.
That's Ann Wilson, leaving the rain in the rear view. We are a little bit, but also maybe a little bit in front of us today as we head on toward the day a little bit deeper. We're at 32 degrees. We hope you had a good weekend, a nice weekend for the Brewers in state sports. The Brewers keep on keeping on. First sweep in St. Louis in quite some time. And so that's a good thing, doing it with the young team that they have and some new heroes. And Jackson Chirio had a big day on Saturday as well. Quickest player to, what was it, number of home runs, most home runs since 1900 in a player's first 17 games. So pretty amazing, and some rare air for the young Brewer, who they were contemplating not bringing up to the big leagues after spring training. I think he only played double-A ball last year. And they were thinking about, well, letting him season a little bit more, at least to start the season in triple-A ball. But as it turns out, it was a pretty good move by the Brewers. Well, we have some great stuff to share with you on a Monday. Regular features and some awesome tunes, the likes of Johnny Cash.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring, bound by wild desire. I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
He said, I grew up near Wichita,
Joe DeMessina on WRCO Radio. You're not in Kansas anymore. It's 6:16 on a Monday morning from WRCO Radio. Good weekend. I got a couple of things done this weekend, but not as much as I should. But that's all right. I'm gonna kind of spread it out. You know, I don't want to overwork myself on the weekends. A reminder: the final winter mini farmers market will be held Wednesday from noon until 4 at the Richland Community Center. The first summer market will be held May 8th. In fact, we had Ricky Grunberg on with us on the morning show last week talking about that opening, which to me is almost kind of like the opening of the baseball season or something. It means a sure sign that it's spring and summer's on the way.
Looking for a rewarding outdoor job opportunity? Join the House on the Rock Resort Golf Course team in Spring Green. They're hiring maintenance mechanics, grounds care team members, flower bed care groundskeepers, and more. A good driving record is required for these positions. They offer both full-time positions with 5 shifts a week and part-time work. Some roles are year-round, while others are seasonal. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Be part of the dedicated team and enjoy working in a beautiful golf course setting.
Helping you feel.
We are celebrating WCCU Credit Union's new Reedsburg West location with a special certificate. WCCU is offering a special 7-month certificate at a great rate of 5.15% APY. This special 7-month certificate at 5.15% is available at all WCCU locations through this Friday, April 26th. For more information, visit us at wccucreditunion.coop or stop by any of our WCCU offices. Rate based on annual percentage yield, $5,000 minimum deposit. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you feel.
You've invested a lot into your home. Whether it's old or new, a hidden electrical hazard could silently develop into a fire and destroy what's most important to you. Smoke detectors alert you once a fire has already started. Imagine if you could prevent these dreadful fires before they start. Now you can with Ting, the next generation in fire safety. Ting is an easy-to-install smart sensor with a connected app that keeps you in the know 24/7. And the best part, it's free with State Farm. Call, text, or email us. Like a good neighbor, Julie Karen State Farm is there.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Hi, this is Kelly from the Richland Chiropractic Clinic. Are you suffering from neck or back pain, headaches, or had an injury? Maybe it's time to take control of your health and quality of life. Our experienced staff, Dr. Michael Murphy and Dr. Tracy Peterson, specialize in natural, drug-free solutions to help relieve pain and restore mobility. We also offer federal medical exams for CDL drivers. Call us at the Richland Chiropractic Clinic, 647-6211, where pain ends and healing begins.
6:21 the time. We're heading toward news, weather, and sports today, and we'll look at that high school sports schedule. Quite a few games and events that went on over the weekend as well. They had pretty good weather on Saturday to do that event. Also, the wind would blow a little bit, though. I was, a little grumpy on Saturday because I was expecting better weather and didn't get it. But what do you do, right? It looks like better weather this week. Out broadcasting games, I don't know. I might get my feathers wet a couple of days. I'll have to take along a bar of soap, maybe.
should take a picture off the dashboard before memory hits the brakes and takes the wheel. Yeah, I bet she's still crying on that front porch. Yeah, this time it's gonna take some time to heal. 'Cause I'm on my way to Tennessee, singing Georgia on my mind, chasing what they say's a dream, thinking maybe it ain't mine. 'Cause that girl's in every song I sing, she's in every song I write, and that six string riding in the seat won't keep me warm tonight. God, what am I supposed to do? There's more than miles in my rear view. I swore I wanted, trying not to buy into my doubts, but I just can't seem to keep myself from wondering why I'm jealous of all them headlines headed south. 'Cause I'm on my way to Tennessee, singing Georgia on my mind, chasing what they say's a dream, thinking maybe it ain't mine. 'Cause that girl's in every song I sing, she's in every song I write, and that six string riding in the seat won't keep me warm tonight. God, what am I supposed to do? I just realized how much I need her.
Damn.
So I'm turning back for Georgia, stopping short of Tennessee. I can't put my dreams before her. Man, I need her help with me. 'Cause that girl's in every song I sing, she's in every song I write, and that six string riding seat, sleeping back tonight. And now I know what I'm supposed to do. Yeah. But there's still more than miles in my rear view. More than
I slowly turn the pages and see all these smiling faces. It's hard to believe it was today, 10 years ago. Here is the invitation to our wedding celebration. Just look at the promise these pictures show. Now I know if I had loved her by the book, she would be right here by my side. But fool that I am, I overlooked my promise to love her forever. For worse or for better, we'd still be together if I loved her. She cared.
how much I meant my solemn vow to honor, to have and hold her. But as I read them over, know it's too late to say I'm sorry.
Michael Peterson and By the Book here on WRCO Radio. So we move on toward our news, weather, and sports update today. A little bit of sunshine out there. The key thing is the wind isn't blowing your hat off this morning. After a midnight reading of 39, it is 32 degrees.
Wiscote is a local, family-oriented company based in Lone Rock, Wisconsin, ready to serve your family or business with the service that defines the Wiscote mission, where quality and honesty meet. Wiscote is a one-stop solution for driveways long or short and parking lots large or small. Estimates are always free. Now is the time to call 1-800-BLACKTOP. That's 1-800-BLACKTOP. Wiscote cares as much about your asphalt and everything around it as you do. 1-800-BLACKTOP. It's the right call right now.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy 5-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy 3-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
It's more than living, it's living well. Now might be the right time to consider the advantages of assisted living. Schmidt Woodland Hills is offering all private rooms in their Westview assisted living community. We are fully staffed and prepared to care for your loved ones with the dignity and respect they deserve. When only the highest quality of care will do, remember Schmidt Woodland Hills. Call Westview manager Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931 with questions or for more information.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland.
Good morning, it is 6:30 and news time is sponsored by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your full-service pharmacies, caring for you and about you, and also by BL Signs. Today's forecast calls for a high of 65, increasing clouds and breezy, a 30% chance of spotty light showers toward evening, southwest winds 12 to 25. Breezy with scattered showers, especially early, a low of 45. Tuesday, 65, variable clouds and breezy with scattered showers. In Richland Center, it is 32 degrees.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualified insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. Here is what you need to know. Today is Earth Day. If you're feeling anxious about climate change and the state of the environment, getting involved with Earth Day may give you a boost. Paul Robbins is Dean of the Nelson Institute for Environmental Studies at UW-Madison, where Earth Day had its beginnings. Robbins says, the worst thing that can happen is for people to experience paralysis, a sense that the problems are so overwhelming that they can't address them, that there's no movement, that they're isolated. That leads to inaction, and inaction does not help. Robin says Earth Day was important in 1970 and even more important now. There are dozens of events this week on the UW campus and opportunities to get involved today in communities around the state. Wisconsin's House delegation split on foreign aid votes over the weekend. The House approved more than $60 billion in aid to Ukraine, $26 billion to Israel, and $8 billion to Taiwan. Republican Mike Gallagher, in his final White House votes, was the only Wisconsin Republican to support all three. Tom Tiffany was the only Republican and only Wisconsin member to vote against all three. Tiffany had earlier posted on social media that the foreign aid does nothing to secure the U.S. southern border. Democrat Mark Pocan joined Tiffany in a no vote on the Israel funding. Pocan said Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu doesn't deserve more support. Mike Gallagher's bill that would require TikTok's Chinese owner to sell or face a U.S. ban passed with all six Wisconsin Republicans voting yes, Democrats Pocan and Gwen Moore voting no. There will be no charges against a state lawmaker accused in a scheme to evade campaign finance rules. Waukesha County District Attorney Susan Oper on Friday declined to fire charges against State Representative Janelle Branson. A referral from the State Ethics Commission recommended felony charges against the Menomonee Falls Republican for activities related to a campaign deal to defeat Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. Oper did not clear Branson of wrongdoing, but cited a lack of evidence that she could use in court. The Ethics Commission also recommended charges against Voss's challenger, Adam Steen's campaign committee, workers for Donald Trump's fundraising committee, three Republican county parties, and also several others over the alleged scheme. The Richland Center City Council held its first meeting last week following the spring election. Per state statute, the council is required to meet the third Tuesday in April following the election. City Clerk Aaron Joyce reported that the city had a 42% voter turnout for the election. During its reorganizational meeting, the council elected Alderperson Ryan Cairns as council president. Gretchen Jelenic was appointed as the city assessor. Alderperson Kevin Melby was appointed as the emergency government coordinator. Alderpersons Kevin Melby and Steve Downs were elected to the Utility Commission. Appointments were also made to the city's committees, commissions, and boards. And finally, the Richland Observer was designated as the official newspaper. The city was looking into the purchase of a new mower tractor. Spencer Reed, building and grounds lead, informed the council that the tractors currently in service have been problematic, which means continued repair costs and the department running behind in mowing. It was moved to buy a Bobcat tractor from Jay's Ag and Turf in Reedsburg at a cost of $18,633. Following considerable discussion, the motion passed 7-1. Karen Tepley, Ron Fruit, Tom McCarthy, Mark Chambers, Melanie Walters, Kevin Melby, and Steve Downs all voted in favor. Ryan Cairns voted against. Richland Center City Council approved a resolution to accept a non-monetary donation for a kayak landing and memorial plaque from Colleen Schrader to be placed on city-owned land on Bowman Drive in memory of her husband, Bill Schrader. The value of the donation, $17,000. In other action items were approved, a bid award for asphalt overlays to Scott Construction at a cost of $86.95 per ton for a total cost of $132,164. $1,500, the purchase of a snowblower and zero-turn mower, a fireworks contract with Chrome Fireworks for June 29th, also an MOU for lateral hires with the Richland Center Police Department. Chief Jones said that this would make them more competitive with other communities. A facility agreement with the Richland School District as well, a temporary Class B beer and Class B wine license for the Greater Richland Area Chamber, Beer and Wine Walk on May 17th, and a temporary Class B picnic license from the Greater Richland Area Chamber of Commerce for May 17th in the Royal Bank parking lot on Court Street. Renewable energy projects are getting a boost with tax credits under the Inflation Reduction Act and the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law. Dane County Executive Joe Parisi says there are more opportunities now than ever.
Everybody, a business, a nonprofit, a church, a temple, even a government and a local government gets 30% back on renewable energy projects.
Renewable energy doesn't just help the environment, it helps the American economy too. By law, many sustainable energy projects have to be built with U.S. labor and materials.
There's money available to help retooling to manufacture, and then there's a stronger market for those components now because they are made in America.
The tax credits could help, since polling shows Americans are cautious about making big investments because of inflation. Fewer Wisconsin voters say undocumented immigrants working in the United States should be able to stay and apply for citizenship, 49% today compared to 67% 4 years ago, Marquette University Law School poll director Charles Franklin.
The political rhetoric has changed this year with Donald Trump's simple statement that he would like to deport all immigrants in the U.S. illegally, and he's talked extensively about that.
Republicans and Democrats in Wisconsin are motivated by very different issues.
Aside from everybody agreeing that the inflation was important, once you got past that one, every other issue was either a Democratic issue or a Republican issue.
Franklin says Republicans in his latest poll are focused on immigration, while abortion spurs Democrats. We'll look at the weather for this week coming up in just a moment.
BL Signs of Richland Center has grown significantly, helping other businesses grow. In the last decade, businesses of all sizes have trusted the team at BL Signs, from developing ideas to get started to creation, installation, and reliable service afterward. BL Signs' promise of projects done well, done on time, and done on budget comes with the experience and knowledge to turn your sign into one of your most important investments. Visit BL Signs of Richland Center online at blsignage.com.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 65, a 30% chance of spotty light showers toward evening. Tonight, breezy with scattered showers, especially early, a low of 45. Tuesday, variable clouds and breezy with scattered showers, a high of 65. Currently in Richland Center, after an earlier reading today of 31, we're up 1. After the midnight reading of 39, we're at 32 degrees.
Making the transition to a smaller space can be overwhelming, but with A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, it doesn't have to be. Our knowledgeable team will help you select the perfect pieces to create a cozy and functional living space that fits your needs and budget. From lift chairs to adjustable beds and small dining sets, we have a variety of comfortable and affordable options to choose from. Visit our showroom today at 172 South Church Street and let us help you make your new house feel like home.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect guarantee. So it's done right or it's printed again free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
Sports Time is sponsored by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, a look back at the weekend sports, a good weekend for Wisconsin sports, by the way. Details on a Brewer and a Bucks win as well.
A Kubota tractor will allow you to get all those many jobs done that have been sitting there too long. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. Industry-leading Kubota tractors will push, pull, lift, cut, and till your property back into shape. Kubota has compact diesel tractors priced right from 18 to 62 horsepower. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. Kubota has various rebates and great long-term financing. See the full line of Kubota tractors at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
Over the weekend in high school sports, it was a win for the Ithaca softball team. On a cold day at the Royal Tournament, they won the tournament, winning both games, 22-15 over Royal in five innings in Game 1. And in Game 2, Ithaca defeated Melrose Mindoro by a final of 7-5. The Weston baseball team was at the Royal Triangular. They lost in a close one to Royal 3-2 in the first game before winning 6-4 over Melrose Mindoro on Saturday. On today's high school sports schedule, in the Ridge and Valley, Kickapoo baseball and softball will be at North Crawford. Weston will host DeSoto at Casanova this afternoon, and Ithaca baseball and softball will be home against Seneca. Today we'll feature softball on the radio from the Seneca, from the Ithaca Seneca on the softball diamond later today. Well, for the SWAL, Riverdale is playing baseball at Livingston against Iowa Grant tonight, and the Riverdale softball team is at Boscobel. For River Valley, busy sports schedule today, including baseball for the varsity baseball team against Mineral Point at home. Also, the River Valley softball team is taking on McFarland, and the River Valley girls soccer team is home against Belleville. For Richland Center, their soccer team is home against Prairie du Chien. That's a makeup from last week. It got rained out. And also the Richland Center's softball team is at Platteville, taking on the Platteville Hillmen. On the state of Wisconsin scene, a dominating first half by point guard Damian Lillard gave the Bucks such a large lead they were able to hold on for a surprising 109-94 win in the first game of their playoff series against Indiana. Lillard scored all 35 of his points in the first half while Milwaukee was building a 69-42 lead. Most NBA experts predicted a one-sided loss for the Bucks, with Giannis Antetokounmpo sidelined with a calf injury. It didn't turn out that way. The margin was up to 29 at one point. The Pacers hit only 8 of 39 three-pointers in the defeat. The same two teams meet at the Fiserv Forum Tuesday for Game 2. Bobby Portis was asked how the team proceeds and gets ready for Game 2.
I think the biggest thing is obviously finding out what you did well and then also cleaning things up that you didn't do well. I think that's how you do the midnight rule. Obviously, let it enjoy. We have a couple more hours. There's another game on. I'll go home and watch the Pels and the Thunder, get our mind off our game for a little minute. And then once midnight comes, watch the film.
Elsewhere in the NBA, it was Boston winning 114-94 over Miami, and the Clippers 109-97. Oklahoma City over New Orleans 94-92. A two-run single by Owen Miller in the seventh inning was all the offense for both teams as the Brewers prevailed in St. Louis 2-0. That completed a three-game sweep. Brian Hudson earned his first Major League victory in relief of that game yesterday. Milwaukee leads the National League Central by two games after extending its winning streak to 4 in a row. Now, the Brewers are right back in action Monday at Pittsburgh. Joe Ross gets the start in the first of a 4-game series. So it will be a tough one for the Brewers. A quick turnaround. Owen Miller was called up from AAA just last week. Was the hero yesterday.
Yeah, just tried to mentally stay there. Just worked on my defense, worked on just my hitting and stuff like that, and showed up to the ballpark with a good attitude every day. I was following along. We were all following along here and seeing the boys playing well, and I'm happy to be a part of it.
Elsewhere yesterday, the Cubs lost to Miami 6-3, Dodgers 10-0 over the Mets, Arizona 5-3 over San Francisco. In the American League, Yankees 5, Tampa Bay 4, Cleveland 6-2 over Oakland, Detroit 6, Minnesota 1, Baltimore 5-0 over Kansas City, Washington 6-0 over Houston. In interleague play, it was Texas 6, Atlanta 4, Seattle 10-2 over Colorado. That's an update on sports today. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO.
100.9 WRCO.
I have a reputation that's hard to outrun. Come undone.
my share of broken hearts all along the way. But there's no need of looking back, and nothing left of you. Girl, I am so thankful loving me comes so easy to you. I just can't imagine a life without you here with me. Cause where I'd be without you is a place I don't want.
Michael Lee on WRCO Radio. It is 12 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock, and it looks like Hank Bray has wallered in here today. He said he got a little cold over the weekend calling balls and strikes at a baseball game. Yeah, Saturday was not all that it was cracked up to be. I expected it to be a little bit better, and again, we'd have been better out playing in February and March than on Saturday, but that's the way it goes. We got a convoy going.
Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben, come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean, clear to Flagtown, come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
Was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Them hogs, 10-4, about 5 mile or so, 10, roger, them hogs is getting intense up here.
By the time we got into Tulsa Town, we had 85 trucks in all. But they's a roadblock up on the Cloverleaf, and them bears was wall to wall. Yeah, them smokies as thick as bugs on a bumper. They even had a bear in the air. I says, calling all trucks, this here's the duck. We about to go a-hunting bear.
Cause we got a great big convoy.
Big Ben, you're still too close. Yeah, them hulk is starting to close up my sinuses. Mercy sakes, you better back off another 10.
Well, we rolled up Interstate 44 like a rocket sled on rails. We tore up all of our swindle sheets and left them setting on the scales. By the time we hit that shy town, them bears was getting smart. They'd brought up some reinforcements from the Illinois National Guard. There's armored cars and tanks and jeeps and rigs of every size. Yeah, them chicken coops was full of bears and choppers filled the skies. Well, we shot the line, we went for broke with 1,000 screaming trucks and 11 long-haired friends of Jesus in a chartreuse microbus.
Hey, rubber duck just sodbuster. Come on there, yeah, 10-4 sodbuster. Listen, you want to put that microbus in behind that suicide jockey? Yeah, he's hauling dynamite and he needs all the help he can get.
Well, we laid a strip for the Jersey Shore and prepared to cross the line. I could see the bridge was lined with bears, but it didn't have a doggone dime. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck. We just ain't going to pay no toll. So we crashed the gate doing 98. I says,
just let them truckers roll 10-4.
Buddy, we're going to back on out here, so keep the bugs off your glass and the bears off your tail. We'll catch you on the flip-flop. This here's Rubber Duck on the side. We gone.
Bye. C.W. McCall on WRCO with his classic Convoy. And I remember memorizing some of that and reciting it for the sixth grade talent show, which I think I finished somewhere near the bottom, but that's the way it goes. At least I was willing to get out there and give it a try. Didn't even own a CB radio.
Ridges and Rivers Book Festival in Viroqua is coming April 26th and 27th. This event will feature over 50 authors giving presentations with activities for all ages. You can expect author presentations, writing workshops, an art show, food vendors, the 50th anniversary celebration of Dungeons & Dragons, and so much more. To see the entire schedule, register for events, or buy tickets, visit ridgesandriversbookfestival.org today.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Get ready for the annual Ithaca Lions Club consignment auction happening Sunday, April 28th. Now is the perfect time to list any items you'd like to consign. If you are interested in being a seller at the sale, reach out to Dean Reinhardt at 604-4692, Dick Hauser at 585-4808, or Fred Fry at 608-585-2921. Especially if you have larger items like tractors, farm implements, cars, trucks, or boats. Remember, this is a consignment auction, so you keep the money less a reasonable commission, which supports the Ithaca Lions community projects. Turn your unneeded items into cash with the help of the Ithaca Lions consignment auction coming up Sunday, April 28th. Contact Dean Reinhardt, Dick Hauser, or Fred Fry to list your item today.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Spring. It's a season full of transformations and promise, and the beginning of a very busy time for farmers and ranchers across the nation. It's time to anticipate a planting schedule and to make plans for inputs that may both be hard to get and afford. And it's time to be thankful for the men and women who do the work of agriculture. This salute to our farm families is provided by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center, ready to serve you 24/7, 365 with the knowledge and expertise to keep your water running. Hillsboro Equipment, from the tractor in the field to the lawnmower and chainsaw in your yard, they service it all, any make or model. Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel has the products and expertise to keep your vehicles and equipment running and working. And Pine River Veterinary Clinic of Richland Center provides small animal and livestock health care and on-the-farm ultrasound services.
Our news update right around the bend. We'll see what old Hank's doing in terms of jokes in a little bit here today from WRCO Radio. Later this week, your chance to win some Brewer tickets. We're kind of going to get into that season, too. So got to listen this week. We'll tell you how and when and where and why. Looking forward to some warmth and sunshine, too. Here's Luke Bryan.
Your daddy had a lake house. He had me painted that summer, sophomore year. Said I could stay for free, a couple buddies, a couple weeks. You rolled in a little red Honda and headed straight for the pier. Tank top and cut off jeans, a little pack sun underneath. Who knew it was about to be? Sunrise, sunburn, sunset, repeat. Moonlight all night crashing into me. Nothing will ever be easy as you and me, tangled up and nowhere to be. Just sunrise, sunburn, sunset, repeat. Sunrise, sunburn, sunset, repeat. Till the day turned into night and took turns with a jar, turned that boat dock into a bar, and then we passed the guitar around the fire to each other and watched all of our friends pair off with one another. But we felt like the stars we were under, and everybody knew that that was our summer. Sunrise, sunburn, sunset, repeat. Sunburn, sunset, repeat. Sunburn, sunset, repeat. Sunrise, sunburn, sunset, repeat. Sunrise, sunburn, sunset, repeat. Sunrise, sunburn.